have a news alert from the Adams Radio Group of Las Cruces News Desk. I'm Ernesto Garcia. New Mexico Department of Transportation officials are asking that the public in the Hatch area avoid New Mexico Route 26 at mile post 47. That is going up to I-25. Traffic will be backed up for hours in that area due to a police investigation. Please seek an alternate route. The old highway route would be the best bet, especially for those that are just getting off from Hatch Valley High School. Once again, NMDOT officials are alerting us that New Mexico State Road 26 at milepost 47 will be closed for several hours due to a police investigation. The old highway route would be your best route along that part. Also, if you're coming in from I-25, might want to use the Rincon exit as well. From the news desk, I'm Ernesto Garcia. From the news desk, I'm Ernesto Garcia, and I want to thank Scott Bricado for letting me come in with more on the developing story as to why traffic is backed up along Interstate 25 around the Hatch area. NMDOT notified us through a press release to say to ask us to tell motorists to please avoid that area. We now know why they are asking people to avoid that area through various social media sources, and now through media sources, also through social media. We can now tell you that there has been a shooting of a county sheriff's officer. We don't know the identity of the sheriff's officer. We don't know his condition. All we know is that a county sheriff's officer somewhere around the Hatch area has been shot. We also are aware that there is police activity near the rest area just above Doniana on I-25 right before you get to the border checkpoint. We don't know what is going on in that situation either. We're trying to gather more information, obviously, on your drive home. This is not, or if you're making a trip up to TRC or the Albuquerque area, this is not the time that you want to be stuck on I-25, but you might be stuck there. But it is very saddening to hear that a county sheriff's officer here in Doniana County has been shot. We don't know much more than that. We can't speculate. We will keep you up to date, and we'll keep checking through our sources. We're reaching out to people that will help us get that information. And as soon as we know more, we'll let you know more. If not, you can hear it in a future newscast that will be coming up with all the details. From the news desk, I'm Ernesto Garcia. Now back to more of your country on Your Country 103.9 KGRT. With a look at the headlines of this hour, I'm Ernesto Garcia.
We've lost one of our best, finest. He was one of our deputies. He went through our academy. He went on to work for the city of Hatch, the village of Hatch. We're mourning with the rest of law enforcement here in the county. We will provide continuous public safety to the village of Hatch as needed.
That's Doniana County Sheriff Kiki V. Hill expressing his thoughts on Saturday on the tragic death of Hatch Police Officer Jose Chavez. The 33-year-old officer and father of two girls died Friday night after he was shot during a traffic stop earlier that afternoon in Hatch. 38-year-old Jesse Haynes and 36-year-old James Nelson, a passenger in the car, were arrested on Friday night after a multiple agency response. The two were fugitive suspects in the murder of 62-year-old Theodore Timmon in Londonderry, Ohio, back in July. Haynes, who has reported to have a self-inflicted gunshot wound to his leg at the time of his arrest, remains at a hospital in El Paso. Nelson remains in custody at the county detention center, where he's being held without bond, a fugitive from justice charge. Charges could be filed later today. Chavez's body will be driven down I-25 from Albuquerque with a police escort and should arrive in Las Cruces this afternoon. Funeral arrangements will be taking place later this week. A GoFundMe page has been set up for Chavez, and you'll find the link on this station's Facebook page. Students in the Las Cruces Public Schools return to school today. To look at the headlines of this hour, I'm Ernesto Garcia.
America, this is America. We all have rights, and our boys, they need more. Our men in uniform.
That's Linda Barrett of Hatch. She and her husband Leo were part of the overwhelming crowd of supporters who waited for the motorcade of fallen officer Jose Chavez to arrive at Getz Funeral Home yesterday afternoon. Leo explains why he came to pay his respects.
Our son is in the motorcade with the fire department, and being from Hatch, And my wife and boys knew Officer Chavez, so we just came to pay our respects.
From Albuquerque to Las Cruces, thousands of motorists, residents, and law enforcement officials lined up on I-25 to get a glimpse of the motorcade. Above every overpass, crowds gathered waving American flags and holding up signs showing support for the family of Officer Chavez. As soon as the motorcade arrived to Hatch, thousands of residents showed up on both sides of the interstate, and state police lined up to salute the fallen officer. Blue and white balloons were released from the only overpass getting into Hatch. The motorcade drew over 1,600 viewers at one point on social media. Funeral is set for this Sunday at 3 p.m. The public is invited to pay its final respects. Las Cruces City Councilors vote. With a look at the headlines at this hour, I'm Ernesto Garcia. The man accused of shooting and killing a Hatch police officer last Friday was released from an El Paso hospital yesterday and released into federal custody. 38-year-old Jesse Haynes had been hospitalized since his arrest after he apparently shot himself in the leg while fleeing police after the shooting of Hatch officer Jose Chavez. He is charged in Doniana County with first-degree murder but faces federal firearm and carjacking charges as well. His accomplice James Nelson, also a fugitive from Ohio, was in court yesterday. Judge Fernando Macias set Nelson's bond at $100,000. Secured. New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez says she will call a special legislative session to address a budget crunch stemming. With a look at the headlines at this hour, I'm Ernesto Garcia. The man accused of shooting and killing a Hatch police officer last Friday was released from an El Paso hospital yesterday and released into federal custody. 38-year-old Jesse Haynes had been hospitalized since his arrest after he apparently shot himself in the leg while fleeing police after the shooting of Hatch officer Jose Chavez. He is charged in Doniana County with first-degree murder but faces federal firearm and carjacking charges as well. His accomplice James Nelson, also a fugitive from Ohio, was in court yesterday. Judge Fernando Macias set Nelson's bond at $100,000 secured. New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez says she will call a special legislative session to address a budget crunch stemming.
Good morning, I'm Ernesto Garcia, and this is Mesilla Valley News. We will bring you our coverage from yesterday's funeral service for fallen Hatch police officer Jose Chavez. But first, we begin with a developing story involving an officer-involved shooting that led to an unidentified suspect's death.
Does he have a gun out, también?
That's audio of a Facebook video by Elias Estrada that shows a man confronting police officers followed by several gunshots. According to Las Cruces Police, the incident began around 3 yesterday afternoon. Officers were dispatched to the report of a robbery and theft of a pickup at and near the 1300 block of Loman Avenue. Officers learned that the suspect stole the white pickup and fled from the area. Sometime later, officers located the white pickup on Loman Avenue just directly above I-25. When the suspect exited the vehicle, he was armed with a knife. When he confronted police officers, the officers fired at the suspect, striking him at least once. The suspect was transported to an area hospital where he was pronounced dead. No officers were injured during the incident. The suspect has still not yet been identified as of press time. We will continue to follow the story as it develops. The Las Cruces community gathered yesterday afternoon at the Pan American Center to honor fallen Hatch police officer Jose Chavez. Those in attendance included police officers from all over the state, as well as several guest speakers. The Archbishop of Las Cruces, Bishop Oscar Cantu, spoke about Chavez's last words.
Tell my mother that I love her. Tell my family that I love them. When his voice should not have been audible, he spoke clear in audible words of love.
U.S. Congressman Steve Pierce, the only U.S. representative in attendance, honored Chavez and those with dangerous jobs who put their lives on the line every day.
When they sign up to serve, essentially they sign a blank check, due and payable up to and including the cost of their own life. And today, each one of you, each one of us, are here as witnesses that Officer Jose Chavez has paid in full.
Governor Susana Martinez held back tears as she paid condolences to Jose Chavez's two young daughters,
Ariam and Jana Lee. It's never easy to lose a loved one. And I cannot imagine the pain that you must feel. But you should know this, that your daddy will be walking right alongside you for the rest of your life as your guardian angel. And his brothers and sisters in law enforcement will be there for you as well.
This has been Mesilla Valley News special coverage of fallen officer Jose Chavez's funeral services. We will return back to our regularly scheduled news format at the noon hour. For Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia. With a look at the headlines of this hour from Mesilla Valley News, I'm Ernesto Garcia. The Las Cruces Sun News is reporting that one of the three suspects in the killing of a Hatch police officer was denied a request to reduce his $100,000 secure bond for his drug possession charges. 36-year-old Ohio murder fugitive James D. Nelson was arrested back on August 12th following the shooting of police officer Jose Chavez. When detectives searched the vehicle, they found 61 grams of methamphetamine and 30 grams of marijuana. Prosecutors argue that the current bond was appropriate considering that Nelson is a flight risk and a danger to the community. A special candlelight vigil is set to happen this evening in Alamogordo to remember a fallen police officer. With more, here's Scott Percato.
A candlelight vigil is to be held for fallen Alamogordo officer Clint Corvinus tonight at 7 at the Otero County Fairgrounds. Corvinus was a 4.5-year veteran of the Alamogordo Police Department. The United States Honor Flag has arrived in Alamogordo for the third time this year for fallen officers in New Mexico. It is to remain by Corvinus' side until the completion of all memorials. A public tribute will occur at the Alamogordo Special Event Center, Saturday, September 10th at 10 a.m. Scott Percato, Mesilla Valley News.
The governor.